Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
All right, time for the most valuable person on the planet. Before we do that, we are now hooked up where Dave doesn't have to sit on my lap like a ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah, but it was kind of fun.
We're still in the same room?
We're still in the same room.
Are we on one machine?
We're on separate machines and separate headsets, and technology is a beautiful thing.
So are you sitting on beds, or how are we sitting?
One's not in the bathroom, are they?
No, Dave's on a couch, okay. And I'm sitting at a desk chair.
What kind of room do they have where they've got couches?
Oh, just a suite, probably.
Huh. Oh, yeah.
Room service coming, I suppose.
Listen, we barely got this thing on the air. We're not too worried about room service at this point. thanks to all the stress of our engineers back there, we'll deal with beating to death the person who packed the bag poorly. But for Bob and Bob, thank you for making this work. And Bob pushing the buttons and stuff today, thank you for that. Now, the interesting thing here is Dave is sitting on a couch. What would you say, Dave, 2 feet from me?
Yeah, probably.
And if I were to look at Dave, I would be very thrown off because it would look like a bad kung fu movie. There is a full 1 second delay between when we talk and when it's heard in our respective headphones.
Oh, so are you going back to back?
I think it's the only way to not look at you. Frankly, there's a shame of not looking at each other. The way we're dressed is probably appropriate as well.
And just so you know, there's two Marys in the studio today, and then we have the two Bob Fs. So that's we're only doing, we need another Dave and another Steve. Oh, we have two Steves. We need another Dave.
Yeah. And then we have a Joe and a Michael, so that doesn't work.
A Joe and Michael and a Dave, so you three screwed it up. And Joe, thank you for all of the documentation you sent me. And Michael, thanks for whatever you do for us. All right, so I think the thank yous are complete. Let's move on to the most valuable person on the planet who joins us now on the telephone. How would I pronounce your last name, sir?
Garrido.
Garrido, how are you, sir?
Good, good. How are you doing today? Thank you very much for having me on the show. Appreciate that.
Appreciate you being on. Officer Garrido, officer where?
I'm a lieutenant here in the 16th District on the northwest side of Chicago.
Well, stay safe. Thanks for the work you're doing there.
Thank you.
Are the guy that runs the Garrido Stray Rescue Foundation. We talking dogs, cats, ferrets?
We're talking, yes, my wife and I run the organization, and it's mostly dogs, but we also help cats. And actually, we help just about any animal that comes our way, but we've had pigs and turtles and a few roosters, but mostly it's dogs.
What about a llama? Llama, emu, any
If you find a llama that needs a home, we can try to work something out.
Where's the love of animals come from? You had it since you were a kid?
Yes, absolutely. I've always loved animals, but I'm actually allergic to dogs and cats. And when I met my wife, she had a dog that she was not about to get rid of. And so I got shots for about 5 or 6 years to be able to live with the dog. And my wife has this huge, huge passion for animals. We can't even kill an insect in the house, and that's kind of what launched all of this together, her and I together, putting this foundation together.
Can't kill an insect. You must really love this woman.
I do, absolutely.
Officer, there's a vet who's involved that helps you out when you have an animal that needs help. We should probably give him some credit, right?
Yes, Dr. Sackis and his team at Niles Animal Hospital, we partnered up with them, and they do pretty much all of our veterinary needs. And then we also are partnered up with the doghouse, boarding, grooming. They help us out with the dogs that need, basically some of them come in pretty bad condition, and they get a spa day there, and they help hold on to them there as well for us until we can get them in homes.
You're a city cop. That's a very demanding job. When do you find time to do this?
Well, I just stay very busy, so my wife picks up a lot of the slack, too. We both work full-time jobs, but, you know, it's a passion of ours, so we're able to squeeze it in and get it done.
I think the grooming part is important because after these animals are healthy, you want to get them adopted, and, you know, if it looks like a scraggly, dirty, smelly type animal, they may not get as many looks as a fresh, fluffy, clean animal.
Right. Our primary mission is to get these animals back home to their families, and that's kind of how it evolved to where we are right now. We have so many animals that come into the district here, the 16th District up at Jefferson Park. Last year, 297 of them. And we wanted to come up with a way so all these dogs weren't getting sent to animal care and control. And what we ended up doing is we started posting these animals on Facebook, and they would get shared, and we were finding that we were getting them home right away. So it kind of grew organically that way, to a point where now, for example, the 297 that came in last year, we were able to get 82% of them back home to their families. So that's our primary goal, is getting them home. And then those that come in that are either abused or neglected, or we just can't find their owners, then we get them taken care of and get them into new homes.
Does every pet call on the 16th go to you? Hey, give me Garrido.
We're getting a ton. Yeah, we definitely get a lot. Our name is spread throughout the city, so they come in from everywhere. We have a dog right now that's actually at Blue Pearl because the surgeries that they did at Niles, we needed it to do another surgery, and they needed to move her to another emergency place. But she was in such bad condition. She actually came from the 9th District, which is basically on the southwest side.
Oh, Blue Pearl is right by my house.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, little Marge is over there right now. People have been following her on Facebook.
Aw, little Marge.
And Mary Lynn Pross or Pruss told us all about you, and I'm glad she did. You're an amazing guy, and obviously your wife as well. What's your wife's name?
Anna Garrido.
Anna Garrido. You guys have kids, too, or you got enough with the dogs and cats?
Enough with the dogs and cats. It keeps us busy. So we probably wouldn't be able to do this if we had kids, too. So,
well, keep up the good work, and as I said, stay safe. What does your wife do for work, you said?
She works for Department of Homeland Security. I can't tell you because I'd have to take you out if I did, so I can't give you all the details.
I'm in Phoenix. Let me tell you something. I'm in Phoenix. If you can get me from here, you're really impressive. thank you for the work you're doing. Give your wife a hug, and it's GarridoStrayRescue.org. There's lots of ways you can help. GarridoStrayRescue.org. Thank you, officer.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.